back to a lot of local teams, Team Seal, the Minocqua team, Lakeland Union High School. He's given back sponsorship. He's out here supporting the youth growth, and then he's got a beautiful trailer full of some of the most expensive, beautiful guns you'll ever see. And they're here on site where even adults can come out here, try, look at them. He's got demo guns. People want to try them out. We've got a course where they can go shoot. We have a boss challenge going on today where a winner is going to win a shotgun. So there's a lot of things. And not just the kids are shooting. We got adults out here trying to do that as well.
Anybody come out and do that boss challenge.
Anyone can come out here on the street to come and do the boss challenge today.
I might have to try that this afternoon.
Absolutely, Big G. If you and I are not fighting over at a buffet table, we're going to be trying the big old boss challenge today.
We've got Marines on Foyette here all the way from Phillips serving the food here today. And
delicious food, by the way, from Marie's. Unbelievable. Unbelievable breakfast this morning and her lunch and her barbecue this afternoon. Make a dog break its chain.
I have it several times. You're speaking to the choir, Joel. But, I want to thank the sponsors of the broadcast here today. Of course, Harshaw Sports Club, Boss Shooting Supplies, and our own Seal, Screaming Eagles, Phillips Loggers shooting team here. And there's a bunch of other sponsors that make this event possible. We mentioned those in the next break. Here at 98Q Country, come on up and see me. I'm giving away a pair of Brewer tickets at the end of the day. I also got some water park passes to the Nautica Water Park, one of the newest water parks in Wisconsin Dells. So I'll be giving those away. Hoping to set up a prize wheel. If the wind blows and the wind dies down here, you can win those great prizes. Plus, you can win some. Speaking of wind, Joel, plus you can win some prizes here from Bear Hug from Big G or a Big G Serenade, or the grand prize would be a Big G and Joel Serenade to you. So come on out. We're having a lot of fun out here at the Harshaw Sports Club here, and we'll be out here at 1 o'clock broadcasting live. Then I'll send it back to 98Q Country Studios.
98Q Country.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around?
Somebody like you. I want to kiss somebody like you. I want to kiss somebody.
All right, kiss somebody like you, 98Q Country. This is Big G. I'm broadcasting live here from Harshaw, Wisconsin. Big exciting event going on out here at the Harshaw Sports Club. Take a short drive down Highway 51 just south of Minocqua. About 20 minutes, make a right on Rocky Run Road. You're here. It's absolutely free admission. Come on up and see some great marksmanship here with the shooting event going on here. The SEAL shooting team is here, along with probably another 320 athletes here competing here in both clay and trap shooting. And you heard from Joe Hines, the president here at the Harshaw Sports Club, one of the sponsors of our broadcast today. Boss Shooting Supplies, Bad Oscar Shooting Supplies here. They're one of our sponsors of our broadcast. And also thank you to our own SEAL shooting team, the Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers shooting team here. So, and speaking of that, I have one of the members here of the SEAL shooting team that's going to participate in this competition. This competition goes all weekend long, so come on down. Plenty of parking room out here. It's absolutely free admission. Come on down and watch these athletes and check everything out here. Marie's on Foyette here serving food here, delicious food, all the way from Phillips. And I'm going to talk to one of the members here. How's it going today?
Good.
Good. Tell us your name.
I'm Blake.
Blake, and how long you been with the SEAL shooting team?
2 years now.
2 years, okay. And what kind of got you into the sport?
It kind of interested me because shooting guns and stuff, I like that, and I like hunting and stuff like that, so that really interested me.
Okay, and how long you been on the team? You said 2 years, okay. Mm-hmm. And then is it a little friendly? You got a little friendly competition going on the team, you know, between the teammates? Who's your who would you say is your most competitive buddy there on the team?
Ian,
okay. All right, and then what have you done so far today? What have you participated in?
I shot trap at 9 this morning.
Okay, and how does the trap work for listeners that don't, you know, they don't trap shoot, they don't know anything about it? How does it work for a trap competition?
Well,
what do you do?
You have 5 guys in a lineup, and you go in clay.
Okay. And then how do they score that?
So if you don't hit it, it's a miss, and if you kill it, or if you hit it, it's a kill. So that counts towards your score, and there's 25 birds.
Okay. And then how many competitions you been to this year?
Two competitions so far.
Okay. And you guys practice right at the Phillips Sportsman Club out there?
Yep.
Okay. And then how do you like your coaches?
I like my coaches.
All right.
They're nice.
Who's all coaching?
Mark and Jody.
Okay. All right, and then we got Mom here, and I was talking to Dana here earlier, and this is really like all sports. It's a family affair. It's a big commitment from the family. Hi, Dana. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about your experience with Blake here and getting to all the events and so forth.
Sure. So it's a lot of mental work for these kids. It's not just going up there shooting the gun. It's staying out of their own heads if they miss that bird, and just trying each year on what techniques work better for them.
Okay, super. And I know it's a lot of, it's a commitment, it's some traveling and so forth. So.
Yeah, so like today, my husband and I, we had to take vacation to be here, a lot of volunteering. A lot of the coaches and parents put a lot of time into this. Our raffle basket today, all the donations from the raffle baskets were from the parents, from the team, and the coaches, and we travel all over the state of Wisconsin.
Well, very good. And thank you for your commitment. And, Blake, thanks for coming on 98Q Country today. And, yeah, there, like Dana says, there's a lot of people involved here. That, like any sport, it takes a lot of people, a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get the kids to these events. We got the boss shooting challenge going on over there. They're one of our sponsors, Badasker Shooting Supplies. And we've got the Harshaw Sports Club, and also we thank the SEAL shooting team. Got a big list of sponsors here, of 25 sponsors. I'll be mentioning those in the next break. And come on up to 98Q Country Table here. We're giving away Brewer tickets, a pair of Brewer tickets to a game of your choice. And we got water park passes here for the newest water park in the Dells, Nautica Water Park. So come on out, register for those. And we'll be talking to probably some of the coaches here later, and somebody from the Boss Shooting Supplies will be over here to talk to us. So I'll be here at 1 o'clock. Come on out. Marie's on Foyette is serving lunch. So come on out. We got some delicious food from Marie's on Foyette all the way from Phillips here today. So come on out. It's free admission. Come on out and watch the kids out here and their marksmanship and the excellent shooting going on out here. So my voice is getting a little hoarse, so I'm going to get a drink of water. And with that, I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country and the 98Q Country Studios.
98Q Country.
Has selling your property been on your mind?
All right, Big G here, and I am back at the Harshaw Sports Club here. Exciting event going on here at the Harshaw Sports Club right here in Harshaw, Wisconsin. Short drive down Highway 51, about 20 minutes from Minocqua. Turn on Rocky Run Road. Follow the signs, and you're here. It's absolutely free admission. We are at a shooting event today, and I have the Phillips SEAL shooting team is here participating, along with 14 other teams from all over the state. So big excitement. You can hear the sweet sounds of gunshots going off here all day. So come on out and just enjoy a beautiful day out here. Marie's on Foyette here. She's here from Phillips serving food. And want to talk about they're doing clay and trap shooting here. Three big days here all weekend. So come on out and just enjoy the ambiance out here. And I'm going to be talking here with one of our sponsors here of our broadcast, Boss Badasker Shooting Sports here, and I have Don here with me. How you doing, Don?
Good. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. So you guys have been big supporters of these type events, I'm sure, in the past. So tell us a little bit what's going on out here with the Boss Shooting Challenge and what's going on out here today.
Yeah, so this shoot has been going on since 2018. The Team SEAL has been the host of this event. It's a great event. Every year we seem to be getting bigger and bigger. And really the initial goal was to help get these northern teams engaged in a competition like this where they get to see their other you know, other teams and actually feel that real competition, shoot a real sporting clay course trap field out here. It's been a great event every year. We got some great weather today. One of the most important things about this shoot, and one of the reasons that we've been getting behind it, we travel around the country supporting youth shooting sports. But in the northern part of our state, we just don't have the exposure that the southern teams do, you know, Burlington, Waterford, all those teams down south. We call it the Highway 10 effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not a lot of youth shooting sports events north of Highway 10. So this is an excellent event for that. We love being here. We've been sponsoring it since it started. We've got our mobile showroom set up here. We've got close to 40 guns on the trailer. We got all the accessories that they need, shooting glasses, you name it, cleaning
air
supplies.
And all that stuff.
Yep, we got all that in there. And the Boss Challenge, that's just something fun that we started doing last year. It's almost like a make or break for those folks that know the clay shooting sports. But they get a chance, they shoot multiple targets coming from multiple throwers. And the top shooter is going to win a Winchester shotgun that was sponsored by the Harshaw Sports Club. This club does an absolute amazing job supporting youth shooting. Probably one of the best in the entire Northwoods here. We're really proud to be part of these guys and be partnered up with them on this. And if you get a chance, like Greg said, come on out and check it out. Walk around, just see what these kids are doing. Come check us out at our mobile showroom. We got everything from Browning to Cesar Guarini, Beretta, Rossini, you name it. We got it on our trailer. And
the challenge is open to anyone, right?
Challenge is open to anybody. It's $10 a shoot. Now, as far as winning the gun, that's only for the youth shooters.
Right, okay.
The youth shooters get a chance. Last year it was an anniversary Ruger M77. It was a really cool gun. This year it's a Winchester shotgun 20-gauge. Great for duck hunting, pheasant hunting, but that's just for the youth shooters. We don't want everybody else coming here and
right.
taking it away from them.
Wonderful. What a great event. What a great activity out here. And we got 50-50 raffles going on out here today. There's basket raffles. I'm going to be giving away some Wisconsin Dells water park passes here for the Nautica Water Park in the Dells. Come on up to the table here. I was hoping to set a prize wheel up today, but it might take off in the wind. So come on up. I got a drawing box here. We're going to give away some brewer tickets. And a bunch of sponsors to thank. Thank you to Don Grendy here. Grendy's here for the with the Boss.
Absolutely.
Boss Shooting Sports being here. And the Harshaw Sports Club is a sponsor of our broadcast today. Our own Team Seal shooting team, thanks to Jason and Jody Grendy's for having me here today. And I just want to run down the sponsor list real quick. Hope I can read this without my cheaters, but thank you to our 2025 sponsors. We got the Phillips Sporting Club, Ross's Sports Shop, Global South Fork there in Lugaville, of course, Boss Shooting Sports, CompuMold Tool and Design. We've got the VFW Triple Post 7300. Of course, Marie's on Foyette here serving food and a sponsor. North Community Credit Union, LPK Dental. Help me out, Jody, with that one in the middle. Brewer Lumber, the American Legion. What is it?
Bird Fest.
Bird Fest in Peaksville, Wisconsin. A&W Root Beer, Bader's Sports Center. We've got Team, what is that, Otter Creek. We got Whitetails Unlimited, Remark Trucking, Park Pharmacy, the Butternut Feed Store, Terry and Pat Mishek, Burtson Realty, BW Paper Systems, Slavey Data Law Office, Mark and Linda Mishek, Park Falls Building and Hardware, The Lanes, Northern Lights Inn here in Park Falls, Longwood Home Furnishings, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Four Seasons Flooring, and Wildwoods Taxidermy. So if I missed anybody, I'll catch them in the next break. But thank you to all those sponsors for being part of this event here today. So come on out. Like I say, I'm out here at Harshaw Sports Club right here off of Highway 51 South right on Rocky Run Road. Free admission. Come on out and watch some great shooting out here today. And with that, I think I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country, 98Q Country Studios. Thank you, Don, for being a guest today on
the show. Thank you, Greg.
All right. right, we are back again here in beautiful Harshaw, Wisconsin. We are at the SEAL shooting team event here. 14 different teams here from all over the state. We're at the Harshaw Sports Club, just south of Minocqua, 20 minutes south of Minocqua on Rocky Run Road. Make a right and follow the signs. It's absolutely free admission to be here today. And, man, I've been watching these kids here, and you hear all sorts of gunshots going off. And they start as the age limit is young as fifth grade. And I got the pleasure here of having a couple of the SEAL team members here. We're going to talk to them here in just a minute. We want to thank our sponsors here for the broadcast, Boss Shooting Sports, the Harshaw Sports Club, and our own SEAL shooting team here. Be sure and come on out, support their raffles here. They got 50-50 raffles going on, basket raffles. Marie's on Foyette is here all the way from Phillips, serving delicious food here. I'm going to be sampling some of that here here around noon, so watch out for that. I might have some great comments on that. Like I say, Marie's one of my favorite places to eat. So come on out and get some great food. It's lunchtime now here just about, so come on out and enjoy lunch and enjoy some great trap and clay shooting out here. So we got a couple members here. I'm going to talk to how's it going today?
Good.
Good. Tell us your name and how long you've been. I know you're going to be graduating college, so congratulations on that. And how long you've been involved in the SEAL shooting team? Tell us what some of your experiences.
Well, I'm Jonathan Grundis. I have been in the SEAL shooting team since eighth grade, and it would be my seventh year shooting. I came up through the program through high school, shooting at the college level now, and I am also a coach.
Oh, super. And what kind of got you interested in that? Like the hunt, you just kind of, how did you get involved in that?
Back when I started, the Phillips Sportsman Club was doing some youth days, and that's kind of how I got introduced to the art of clay target shooting. And my brother was also in it before me, so it's kind of a family thing as well to come in and shoot. So.
All right. Well, super, Jonathan. Why don't you hand that mic to that young lady next to you? Yeah, we're going to talk with this young lady. Tell us your name and what your involvement is in the SEAL shooting team here.
All right. My name is Bailey Bilkey. I've been involved in the shooting team for 7 years. I competed for six, and now I am a coach for my seventh year. I actually just completed my training to be a coach this last March, April, and yeah, I've competed in a lot of events all across the Midwest here. I've competed in Iowa at regionals and Ohio at nationals for 3 years. I was actually able to place second place my first year in one of the competitions, so I've been
super.
Just sticking with it and sticking with it.
Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the training. What did you have to do for that?
We actually had, we took a course, an online course, and you have so many hours that you have to complete it, and then you have a field day, and you get to actually go through you partner up with people, and you basically simulate what it would be like to be coached and what it's like to coach someone. And it was a really good training. I got a bunch of questions answered, and it was a good turnout when I did go to that field day. So.
Well, wonderful, Bailey. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Bailey, for coming on 98Q Country today. And again, Big G out here. I'll be broadcasting live here till 1 o'clock. So come on out and say hi. I'm going to have some Brewer tickets here. Register for those. I also got some Wisconsin Dells Nautica Water Park passes. So come on up to the table here. I'll give you a drawing slip. We'll be drawing for those here at the end of the day. They're going to be here all weekend, folks. So come on out. Like I say, it's free admission. Come on out and have lunch. It's lunchtime now. So visit Marie's Foyette there. You heard from a lot of the folks that are involved here. We'll be talking to more of the folks that are involved in this great event here this afternoon. So with that, you'll hear from me here in another break here or so. So with that, I'll send it back to 98Q Country in 98Q Country Studio.
On Facebook.
Better begin.
All right, back again. Big G broadcasting live here from Civic Media, Trail Mix 103.1. We're at Harshaw, Wisconsin today. It's a beautiful day. A little bit windy, but a beautiful day nevertheless. Come on out. That's the SEAL shooting team event going out here. 14 different teams competing in clay and trap shooting out here. And there's all sorts of people. Marie's on Poeta here. She's serving the food all weekend. This is a big weekend event, so come on out. Absolutely free admission to come out. Short drive just south of Minocqua, about 20 minutes on South 51. Turn on Rocky Run Road, right on Rocky Run Road, and follow the signs, and you're here. So been talking, a lot of excitement going on here today. I see they've been grabbing score pads and everything here. So some of the events are probably wrapping up for today, and they're scoring them and stuff. So and a lot of sponsors that make this event possible. I want to thank the sponsors of our broadcast again. Harshaw Sports Club right here in Harshaw. The Boss, Bad Oscar Shooting Sports. Try the Boss Challenge out here. Another major sponsor, of course, the Steel Shooting Team. Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Lager Shooting Team is out here. We got about five members out here today of that team. So I'm going to talk to Jody Grendy's here. We heard from her earlier today. And she's got some information she's going to share with us. Hi, Jody.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Greg.
You betcha. What do we got going this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon, the competition will continue where we will have our teams competing in trap and sporting clays.
All right. And then we got some raffles going on here for the Phillips Shooting Team, 50-50 raffles, basket raffles, lots of donations that make this event possible.
Yes. We'd love to take and thank our sponsors. And without community support, our team would not be where it is today. So we have Remax Trucking, The Lanes and Northern Lights, Four Seasons Flooring, Butternut Feed and Seed, Smart Plumbing and Heating, Cart Falls Building and Hardware, Mark and Linda Mishek, Shawamigan Furnishings, Park Pharmacy, Birchland Realty, BW Paper Systems, Slaby Data Law Office, and Pat and Terry Mishek for our first round of sponsors here.
Wonderful. And there's 14 teams, I understand, today, and they're from all over the state.
They are. We have registered 337 athletes attending today, and they hail from Antigo, Bruce, Burlington, Salem, Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Drummond, Lakeland, Merrill, Mosinee, Northland Pines, Rhinelander, Rice Lake, our own Seal Shooting Team, and Tomahawk. So
wonderful.
Many teams travel to take and come to this event.
Super. And it's a little challenging with the wind today on the clays. I bet it's a little challenge out there for the kids, huh?
The wind is making it challenging on the trap range. Okay. Sporties, there's some wooded areas, but there are also some areas that the wind definitely affects. And even here at our scoring station, we've had to pick up a few papers here and there. So, yes, it's making it challenging all around. Well, but it's better than rain.
It's not pouring, so we're good. We're good there. So.
Yes. Blue sky, so that's all we can ask for.
All right. Marie's going to be here all 3 days serving food.
Yes. Marie serves up some wonderful, delicious food. She has her famous mac and cheese that is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
So put some pulled pork on that, and it is quite the treat.
All right. Well, thanks, Jody.
Thank you much.
Lots of people here make this event possible. There's lots of organizers and everything, so be sure when you see them on the street, give them a big thank you. And a great opportunity for these kids to join the SEAL shooting team. You heard Jody talking about there's kids from all over Price County, Butternut, Glidden, you said, Phillips, Park Falls. Even if you're doing a homeschool or something, you can still be on this team.
Yes, we're looking for athletes for next year.
All right, super. Again, Big G here talking to Jody Grundy's. We're live here at the Harshaw Sporting Club, Harshaw Sports Club, I should say, for the big shooting event here. And we've got, we're giving away Brewer tickets this afternoon, so stop in the Harshaw Sporting Club there, Sports Club, and sign up for those. And also support the 50-50 raffles and the basket raffles going here. So thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
And I'll be here till 1 o'clock or maybe a little after. And again, it's Big G here for Civic Media. Download our free Civic Media app. You can listen to me or anybody any time of day, any of our 24 stations now for the Civic Media Group. And be sure to stay tuned next week, June 2nd, for our Text to Win contest. So be looking forward to that. Again, Big G here broadcasting live from Harshaw, Wisconsin, at the Phillips Steel Shooting Northwoods Invitational Event. With that, I'll send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix. In our studios. We're probably a little after 1 o'clock. We are in Trail Mix 103.1 right now, so be sure and tune us in, and With that, I'll send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and the Trail Mix Studios. Back again in Harshaw, Wisconsin. Big G here from Trail Mix 103.1, Civic Media Group, one of our many family of stations with Civic Media. Download our Civic Media app and see all the stations we have, and you can do text-to-win contests and all sorts of fun stuff. Civic Media, download the free mobile app, and I am out here in Harshaw, Wisconsin today with the Harshaw Sports Club here. We have a great shooting, exciting shooting event going on here. Team Steel shooting team is here along with 13 other teams here competing in clay and trap shooting. And I want to thank our sponsors for our live broadcast today, our own Steel shooting team here, Boss Shooting Sports, and also the Harshaw Sports Club right here in Harshaw, Wisconsin. Come on out here, folks. It's a short drive from Minocqua, 20 minutes, drive down South 51, make a right on Rocky Run Road and follow the signs. Absolutely free admission. Come on in and watch some great shooting today from all these athletes from around the state. And I have Jody Grendy's here. We heard from her earlier. And, Jody, I understand you're very involved in the SEAL shooting team, a coach and everything. And give us a little information. Tell us about if the people are just listening for the first time, what it's all about.
Sure. I've been involved with the SEAL program since my twin boys were in fifth grade.
Okay.
We started off and we really didn't know a whole lot about the sport. And as we competed and learned about it, we really found that this was a great fit for our family. It really is a family friendly sport, and we're always encouraging people to come out and check us out. So we eventually became coaches, and it's really pretty cool. We have a lot of families that have multiple generations that come out and participate in the sport. We've got grandpas and grandmas and parents and kids all coming together. So, and that's what makes our sport a really different sport, neat sport.
Julie is a family event like most sports are. It's a lot of commitment from families as well as the kids that are involved in it.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, and I know we got 14 different schools here today, including the Phillips shooting team.
Yeah.
So I know we got people from all over the state. And,
indeed we do.
So have you got a list of them?
Sure. Okay. We have teams here from Antigo and Bruce, Burlington. The Central Falcons are from Salem, Wisconsin. Eau Claire, Drummond, Lakeland, Merrill, Mosinee, Northland Pines, Rhinelander, Rice Lake, and Tomahawk. So there are some teams that travel from quite a long way to come to our event.
Definitely, and a big weekend event, all 3 days here. All the kids will be participating.
Yes. The kids come out, they know their discipline, they enjoy the sport, and as you can see, there's people walking by with big smiles on their faces. It's very, very fun.
All right, well, super. And you guys have got some drawings going on here today. That's all throughout the weekend?
We do. As part of our fundraising events, we have raffle baskets available. We're running a 50-50. And for the spectators and participants, come hungry because Marie's on Fayette is serving up some delicious food. She has some pulled pork nachos. As you saw before, I was eating some of her famous mac and cheese that's loaded with that pulled pork as well.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be my go-to here for starters, I think, after I get done here broadcasting. So excited about that. And we got the Boss Challenge going on here, and I guess that's open to anybody.
It is. Youth are competing for a gun, but if you are an adult, you are surely welcome to take and join in on that challenge. We have some athletes that are kind of egging on the coaches. Hey, you know, let's see who can take and get a better shot. So that's always fun as well.
Well, you know, I might try that this afternoon, but I'm dangerous with a golf club, let alone a gun.
I see you out on the on the course there. Well, you can try your luck and see how it goes.
All right. Well, everybody take shelter. Everybody south of our shop, better take shelter because I'll be shooting in that direction. So, I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully get a little video on that. And thanks to you and everybody here that's putting on the event. I know there's a lot of parents here, a lot of volunteers, lots of coaches, and We talked to Bailey Bilkey early. She's actually became a coach now. Seemed pretty excited about that and everything. So
correct. We can take and share some of our coaches, and we can really, you know, maybe fine-tune your shooting experience here.
I might need some pointers, let me tell you.
We have some youth that can surely do that for you.
Super. Super. Well, wonderful, Jody. Thank you for being on the broadcast today.
Thank you.
And we're going to come back maybe one or two more times. I want to talk to Joel yet, the president here of the Harshaw Shooting Club. And we'll get maybe to Don Grundy here, the owner of Boss Shooting Sports, Bad Oscar Shooting Sports. They're doing the Boss Challenge here. So come on out this afternoon. Great food, great fun. And come out and say hi to the people and the kids out here and just enjoy yourselves. Big weekend. They'll be here all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out. Again, it's Big G. I'm broadcasting live now from 103.1 Trail Mix Civic Media Studios. And with that, I'll send it back to Greg Gunderson, Mike McKay, and the Radio Trail Mix and 98Q Country Studios. Here in Harshaw, Wisconsin at the Harshaw Sports Club here. Big shooting event going on here. The Phillips Steel Shooting Team here along with 13 other teams from all across the state are here. Come on out. It's absolutely free admission. It's going to be three big days all weekend here. So Marie's on Foyette all the way from Phillips, Wisconsin. She's here serving food. Going to be here all 3 days, and I was just eyeing up the mac and cheese, loaded mac and cheese that Jody was eating over here. I think it's going to be my go-to here after I get done here at the broadcast. But a lot of exciting things going on here, including the Boss Challenge. I got Joe Hine here. He's the president here of the Harshaw Sports Club. And tell us about that Boss Challenge, Joe.
Jeez, you know that Boss Challenge, Big G, that's a heck of a little event we got going on. We got 8 stations, 8 targets, and the shooters got to shoot a series of 1 through 8, and then they can rotate. But the ideal is to get the high score of 78, and we're not even close today.
Oh,
we got people in the 50s, so we got a lot of room to come out here and break some targets.
Do you have a novice setting, the dunce in the corner type setting, you know, for me? Because like I say, my wife, she doesn't even let me put anything together because I tend to over-torque things. But if you need a refrigerator moved or a washing machine like that, I'm the guy. But so I'm kind of, you know, I don't hunt or anything like that. So what am I going to expect? Can you set those things to fly slower or lower, or how does that work?
You know, it's probably like your golf game, Big G.
Yeah.
You're probably a scratch golfer, so you're giving me a line of bull here. So I can put you out there and you go big targets right away, I can guarantee you.
Okay.
So, no, it's set up. It's pretty tough. It's not really meant. If you haven't done much shooting, it's not going to be something you're going to go out and do real well, honestly, right off the bat.
Well, it's going to be a fun experience.
100%. It's all about anything. Go out there and laugh. At least give it a shot.
Yeah, whether you're shooting, whether you're playing golf or anything, if you're not having fun, go and do it.
Absolutely. Yep. You got to have fun, otherwise why do it?
Yeah, so tell us about the club here a little bit and your role and stuff on these events.
Well, the club, again, is a really good group of people out here with a ton of volunteers put together to help youth shooting. That's our goal right now. Our main emphasis, we're a 501c3, and we're putting an emphasis into our youth shooting programs, hunter safety, all of those kinds of events where we're trying to put together to give back to the kids, because our main goal is to get kids to stay in the North Woods after high school, find an event they like, become great members of our society,
Definitely. Get
jobs here instead of move away. Everyone wants to move away to the big cities. Why not give them an event?
Yep.
Things that they find interested, stay
well,
here.
Keep them here. Keep them coming back. You betcha. Yep, we need the young folks here, and that's what it's all about, is having fun. And this is a family activity. I know I talked to Jody. I talked to Dana here earlier. She was telling me about the commitment that everybody makes here to make this event when possible. And they're doing some great fundraisers here for the SEAL shooting team, 50-50 raffle. Come on out, buy tickets. Don't need to be present to win. Got some basket raffles going on out here with many donations from local area businesses. You heard Jody mention all the sponsors here. And we're giving away a pair of Brewer tickets, so stop into the Harshaw Sports Club here and register for those. We're going to be drawing for those next Wednesday. So register for a pair of Brewer tickets here. And, again, thanks to our sponsors, Boss Shooting Sports, Harshaw Sports Club, and the Phillips Steel Shooting Team. We're going to come back one more time, I think, this afternoon. Hopefully get Don Grundy over here from the Boss Oscar Shooting Sports. Talk to him and any other folks that want to come on the radio. So thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Big G. Really appreciate this today. Thank you very much.
You betcha. With that, I'm going to send it back to Trail Mix 103.1, 98Q Country Civic Media Studios. All right, Big G here, broadcasting live here from beautiful Harshaw, Wisconsin. We're at the Harshaw Sports Club here for the big shooting event here for the Phillips Shooting Team, along with 13 other teams here from all over the state, doing clay and trap shooting here today, and absolutely free admission, so come on over. Just get on Highway 51 South, about 20 minutes from Minocqua, turn on Rocky Run Road. Follow the signs in your here. Big sponsors here this afternoon. I want to thank them for sponsoring our live broadcast here is Boss Shooting Supply, Boss Shooting Sports, Bad Oscar Shooting Sports. And I have Don, one of the sponsors, the owner of Boss Shooting Sports.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, Don. We got a big Boss Challenge going on over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we do. And we've been watching it all day, and they had a line going there for a while. So
okay.
Out of all the youth shooters, the winner gets to take home a Winchester 20-gauge shotgun. So I think everybody's out there giving it their best and having some fun with it.
Oh, yeah, the wind is definitely a factor today.
Yeah, the wind is something today, that's for sure. No rain yet, though, so we'll just count our blessings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to come over there and take a crack at it, though.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, like I say, don't put any bets on me or anything like that, though, because
right.
You know, I want the novice setting or the dunce in the corner yeah. type setting on
there. We can't
there.
Make it too easy.
Yeah, we have to make it. Yeah. So, yeah, tell us about your business a little bit. I know you got a mobile trailer here and everything.
Yeah, so our shop is in Minocqua. We're just south of town, 2 miles south of the bridge. We have a mobile showroom, state-of-the-art mobile showroom that we run around Wisconsin and the country, for that matter. We just got back from a trip in Tennessee, and with most of our shoots that we do are clay target, sporting clay shoots. We do a lot of sponsorship of these shooting teams all around the country, but primarily we like to work with our teams up here in Wisconsin. This shoot's really valuable because we don't get a lot of opportunity to expose our Northwoods young athletes to a shoot of this caliber. I mean, this is the real deal here. We got sporting clays. They got 100 rounds of trap targets. I think there's close to 200 athletes shooting here this weekend.
Yeah, 337, I heard.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's even better than what I had heard originally.
Yep.
But I think what's really important, too, is that all these sponsors, the folks that you were reading off earlier, there's additional sponsors, and you'll see signs all around the club here of local businesses in the Minocqua and Hazelhurst and Woodruff area that have put money into this club to help support the youth shooting sports. This club is unbelievable when you talk about what they do for our young athletes. So this shoot's just important for so many reasons, but really to get away from that Highway 10 effect, right? Down south, there's shoots all over for these kids. But they also don't need to travel 3 hours to come to this shoot. So I think we've been doing this since 2018, and it's getting bigger and better every year, and we're always looking for more people to jump on board with us. We're one of the main banner sponsors here. There's some other real big sponsors. I know the trap folks are involved, Howard Brothers. I mean, you name it. There's just tons of sponsors around here, and that's good because if we don't support these kids in youth shooting sports, who will?
Right. Yeah, it's all about the kids, and man, what a great event to have right here in the Northwest.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Don.
Yeah, thanks
for
Greg.
Being a sponsor of our broadcast.
Thanks for being here.
You betcha.
All right,
thanks,
have a good
Don.
Day.
Take care. We'll see you a little later this afternoon. I'm going to grab a little something to eat.
All right.
I don't want to shoot on an empty stomach.
Yeah, right.
You know, so. All right. Well, thanks, Don, and thanks, everybody, here. We talked to Jody Grundy's and Jason Grundy's, and there's just so many people to thank here. And like I say, all the sponsors and the team is here and everything. So three big days to come on out, spend the weekend here with us. We're at the Harshaw Sports Club here. right in Harshaw, Wisconsin. Like I say, it's right off South 51 on Rocky Run Road. Just make a right off of South 51. Follow the signs in you here. No admission, free admission. Thanks to Marisa and Foyette all the way here from Phillips. Going to be catering food all weekend. Heard about that delicious loaded mac and cheese. There's all kinds of variety here. So come on out, have lunch, and just enjoy these athletes here. You heard from a couple of the young athletes here and how enthusiastic they are and how much passion they have for this sport here. So, again, support the Phillips shooting team. They got some raffles going on out here, 50-50 raffle. Be drawn for that later on today. They got basket raffles going on. Come in and register for a pair of Brewer tickets, courtesy of 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103 Civic Media. We're going to draw for those on Wednesday. So with that, I think I want to thank everybody back at the studios there at 103.1 Trail Mix and 98Q Country for running the board this afternoon. And I've had a great time out here. And watch for there's going to be some video stuff on Facebook. And they might even catch a video of me trying to shoot a gun. Now, that could be something that would be really something. So stay tuned for that. So thanks, everybody. And, again, Big G broadcasting live here from 103.1 Trail Mix, one of our families of 24 civic media stations that we have here in 98Q Country. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye for now. But like I say, this goes on all weekend, so come on out and see what it's all about right here at the Harshaw Sports Club right here in Harshaw, Wisconsin. With that, I'm going to say goodbye, everybody. Have a good day. Stay safe. If you come out here, bring your eye and ear protection if you're going to be up around the shooters there. So, everybody, have a great day. Stay safe. Enjoy. Have a great weekend. And come on out to the SEAL shooting, sporting, shooting, clay, and trap shooting event going on all weekend here at the Harshaw Sports Club in Harshaw, Wisconsin. Thank you. With that, I'll send it back to the studios of Trail Mix 103.1, 98Q Country. And thanks to everybody. Everybody have a great day, and I've had a great time here broadcasting live here from the 103.1 Trail Mix. Dallas in the back of the studios.